Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, thank you for joining me today for this edition of The Word Works. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you for your word, your love, and your spirit within us, your hand on us, and we thank you, Lord God, for revelation knowledge to flow far beyond the words that I speak into the hearts and lives of these, your people. We give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, there's a scripture that we're going to try to get to eventually here in the next episode or two, depending on how this progresses. And that scripture is found over in Philippians. And it really caught me off guard when I heard a Bible teacher named Bill Johnson teach it. But I want to go back before we get there, but that's what inspired this message. And when we get there, you'll see what I'm talking about. But what inspired this particular line of thought is from a message I heard taught years ago, "Are You Making Headlines in Hell?" And there was a friend of mine named Ronnie Cobb, and I think he's the one that kind of came up with that, he or Dennis Martis. They were in my youth group years ago, and they brought that up, and it was just really powerful. But I'd heard it before then from Buddy Harrison, and one similar to that from Terry Mize. And Terry's was kind of an interesting title, "Who in Hell Are You?" I like that. But are you making headlines in hell? And I messaged Terry and asked him, could I use this? And he said, sure. So we reference him. He and Renee, great Bible teachers and missionaries. We just love them so much. And I've yet to go listen to his message on that from recent days. I'd like to go hear it. But this scripture we'll start with today is found in Acts chapter 19. And we'll just start there. We want to make sure you and I are making headlines in hell. And we'll read from the Message version, Acts 19, starting verse 11. "God did powerful things through Paul, things quite out of the ordinary. The word got around and people started taking pieces of clothing, handkerchiefs and scarves and the like, that had touched Paul's skin and then touching the sick with them. The touch did it. They were healed and whole." And starting verse 13 now, "Some itinerant Jewish exorcists who happened to be in town at the time, tried their hand at what they assumed to be Paul's game, quote-unquote game. They pronounced the name of the Master Jesus over victims of evil spirits, saying, 'I command you by the Jesus preached by Paul.' The seven sons of a certain Sceva, a Jewish high priest, were trying to do this on a man when the evil spirit talked back. 'I know Jesus, and I've heard of Paul, but who are you?' Then the demon said that to him. Then the possessed man went berserk, jumped the exorcist, beat them up, and tore off their clothes. Naked and bloody, they got away as best they could." You can go on and read even further of this. Well, I'll just keep reading. Verse 17, "It was soon news all over Ephesus among both Jews and Greeks. The realization spread that God was in and behind this. Curiosity developed or about Paul developed into reverence for the Master Jesus." We'll just stop right there. You can keep reading, but you know, it's one thing to use the name of Jesus, but you need to know who you are in Christ, and you need to be recognized in heaven as a believer, and we could say this, recognized in hell. And that's exactly what these guys were not recognized in hell. They just decided to try Paul's game in it. So there's power in the name of Jesus, and it's very important that we know how to use that power. And it was out of this passage of scripture that these different men and women of God that I've referenced here gathered this, making headlines in hell. Who in hell are you? We need to make headlines in hell by speaking the word of God. And it's so important that we do that. It's so important that we stand on the word and speak the word. Let the devil know who's boss. Jesus is boss. He is boss. When we speak that word, when we act on that word, we can see results. Let's just emphasize this again. Jesus, I know. Paul, I know. Paul, I've heard of. But who are you? You see, the demons knew about Jesus. They recognized Paul. Can you and I say that? Demons recognize Jesus. They know about him, and they recognize us. They recognize us. And they tell others about him, about you, rather, and you using that name and knowing the power of that name. Because in that name, we can cast out demons. We can speak in new tongues. We can do these other things. We can raise the dead. We can heal the sick. But it's in that name that we do it. Now let's look over in James chapter 2. And we're just kind of highlighting some of this. We're not going into in-depth teaching on these podcasts these days. We're just kind of highlighting. You read, you study, you find out for yourself what God's saying to you about it. But in James 2:17, he's talking about faith and works. He said in verse 17, James 2:17, even so faith, if it has not works, is dead being alone. Yes, a man may say, thou hast faith and I have works. Show me your faith without your works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Thou believest, or you believe, that there is one God, and you do well. The demons, or the devils, also believe and tremble. But will you know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? That's kind of an interesting, I really hadn't connected this, but this is kind of a thought that just passed through here, that really, those guys who were trying to cast out a devil in the name of Jesus, whom Paul preaches, they were trying to act on something, but they didn't have faith to act on it. It wasn't their faith. It was somebody else's faith. It was somebody else's knowledge, somebody else's identity. You've got to find your own identity in Christ. You've got to walk with Christ to see the word work. And I like in the Passion Translation, it says, you can believe all you want to. This is verse 19. You can believe all you want to that there is one true God. That's wonderful. But even the demons know this and tremble with fear before him, yet they're unchanged. They remain demons. The demons tremble in fear before God. And the Aramaic there says, they writhe on their bellies in the dirt. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? They writhe on their bellies in the dirt. The demons tremble. They believe, but they tremble. All right, now listen. Here's a couple of translations. I believe it's Young's Literal, maybe even Revised Standard. It says, and they shudder. Wycliffe says, and together tremble. New Living Translation says, they tremble in terror. Tremble in terror. The Basic English Bible says, they're shaking in fear. See, demons are afraid of the name of Jesus. They're afraid of you when you use the name of Jesus. And that leads me to this scripture. I thought it was going to take a couple episodes to get there, but I want to just condense this down so that we can grasp this. Philippians chapter 2, verse 27 and 28 from the Passion Translation says this, whatever happens, keep living your lives based on the reality of the gospel of Christ, which reveals him to others. Then when I come to see you or hear good reports of you, I'll know that you stand united in one spirit and one passion, celebrating together as conquerors in the faith of the gospel. And then you will never be shaken or intimidated by the opposition that rises up against us. You see, let me stop this. You see, we're in spiritual warfare. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 3 through 5 states that very clearly. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. You see, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, fleshly. We don't fight in that realm. It's in the spirit realm, spiritual warfare. And that's what the demons are trying to do. They're trying to intimidate you. They're trying, but the name of Jesus will cause them to shudder, to be terrified, to tremble in fear. All right? When it's backed up by the power and authority of the name of Jesus, the understanding of that name. Okay, and then let me read on. Verse 28, and then you will never be shaken or intimidated by the opposition that rises up against us, for your courage will only prove as a sure sign from God, listen to this, of their coming destruction, and that you have found a new life. Now, yes, I can see very clearly he's talking about in the natural here, but what's behind the natural intimidations? What's behind the natural fear that's coming at you? What's behind the natural opposition? It's spiritual opposition, because the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. that may be coming in the natural, but there's a spiritual force behind it. And I'm listening to Bill Johnson teach, and he's teaching about the mind renewal. And all of a sudden, he makes this statement. I had to go back and rewind it 3 or 4 times just to get a hold of this. But listen to this. I'm going to read it to you as a quote as close as I can from what he read, what he said. Every time you and I are victorious over a fear issue, what is broadcast on the PA of hell to the powers of darkness is pending doom, absolute judgment, and they try to get you to fear so they don't have to think about what's coming. Oh my goodness, that is so powerful. I'm going to read it again. Every time you and I are victorious over a fear issue, see, that's what they're trying to do, is bring intimidation. What is broadcast on the PA of hell to the powers of darkness is pending doom, absolute judgment, and they try to get you to fear so they don't have to think about what's coming. See, they're trying to get you to fear so that they don't have to fear. And they're of their father, the devil, who is the liar, and fear is trying to grip them when you resist their fear. So we've not been given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. And when we walk in love, there's no fear in love, because perfect love casts out fear. It casts it out of doors. Praise God. Walking in love, when fear tries to attack you, when it tries to come against you, you stand on the word, you walk in love, and all of a sudden over the sound system of hell is pending doom. Praise God. Sometimes I like to praise God and just imagine this being played over the sound system of hell. Praising God. Hallelujah. Let's do that right now. Father, we praise you. We praise and give you glory and honor because we know that we do not have to give in to fear. We can walk in faith. And using faith in your name, the demons tremble and they are reminded of what's coming their way. Thank you, Father God, that this believer is making headlines in hell. In Jesus' name, they're making headlines in hell today. Amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at bertandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the Word works.